Sheehy. It seems like that kind of motivated you guys. I was watching, at least watching from TV, it seemed like that you guys kind of fed off that. Am I reading into things? Or Sheehy did that block on Milson and the way he acted afterwards, and Jared just seemed like he said that's not going to happen again.
Yeah, that was a big play. Maybe just kind of maybe a momentum change. I don't remember what part in the game that was, but I do recall that play, and it was nice to step up for his teammate. And
you remember what he said afterwards?
No, I must not have been around it. I don't remember. I didn't hear anything, but it was a big play, and that was a number of plays that helped change the pace and momentum and get us back going our direction.
I know you had a couple of assistants that were out recruiting on Saturday, but what does it say about you and your teammates when you're able to overcome the deficit that you have, without having to rely on them to maybe, when you go to a bench, that console you if something's wrong or talk with you to double check with you on things, just to see you guys respond?
It just shows, we've put in a lot of preparation for the things we've been doing. The assistants and everybody have done a great job of preparing us, getting us ready for this season, and playing a team for the second time. We knew a lot about them, and we're ready for them. And they have to go out there and do other things too while the season's going on. So I know they're keeping close tabs on us, and they'll be back around soon, I'm sure.
When you see a team like Wisconsin, I know obviously last year you had some struggles up there in Madison, but the last time you played them here, beat them in overtime. So you have an idea of how they work. Do you notice similar things, or is it just maybe a little bit of a difference now with Taylor being there, point guard?
Similar pace, similar offense. We haven't looked at it too much, but I've watched some of their games. Familiar with a lot of their players that have been around, and Jordan's a great point guard. Very well could be the best point guard in the league, and right there in the country, people have been saying he's having a great year, and a kid that's worked real hard. He's a good guy, and it's good to see that. But having us had some success here 2 years ago here against them, it's a totally different team. But maybe hopefully the guys that are around, it's fresh in their minds, and they can build some confidence off that.
You played with Milson a lot during the primetime league. Are you surprised that he's played this well as a freshman? I mean, you caught on real quick too, but did you see that?
I thought he would. He's talented. He has a body for it, and he's aggressive, and he's bought into it. He's worked hard, and I knew right away he'd be successful just because he was just physically ready, I thought, coming in, even though he still probably could put on a few more pounds, but I thought he was physically ready for the game, and he's proven that.
What advice do you give him going up against Luer and tall seniors?
You got to be smart. They're some big guys. They're smart. They're going to work, and probably try to get you in foul trouble. But, I'm not a big guy, so I haven't personally played against them, but just from a guard standpoint, but they're gonna use the swing offense and post you up, and you gotta be ready. I mean, we haven't studied them too much yet, but I'm sure today we will get into it, and we'll be ready.